But, of course, the big story, the Minnesota Vikings, even though they haven't made it official, all the word is out, the Vikings are going to hire Mike Zimmer as the new head coach for the Vikings. And, of course, he's been at Cincinnati the last 6 years as the defensive coordinator. Been a tough day for the Bengals today because they lost, of course, their offensive coordinator, Jay Gruden, to Washington, and now they're out both coordinators. What's it like in Cincinnati? Well, we have a contact. We just talked to him not too long ago when the Vikings played Cincinnati, from the Cincinnati Inquirer, Joe Reedy, back on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. Joe, nice to have you back on today. Mike Zimmer, how long, I mean, have you known that eventually that Cincinnati was going to lose him to be a head coach somewhere down the road?
Yeah, I think so. And when he got hired in 2008, I don't think anybody anticipated that he would be here six seasons. And the fact that now that he has finally received a shot is long overdue. I know there's a lot of Bengals fans and employees at Paul Brown Stadium, and, you know, a lot of the writers who are kind of sad to see Zim go. But I think a lot of us who have known him over the years are extremely happy to see him get this opportunity.
What kind of a guy is Mike Zimmer?
He's different than Leslie Frazier.
That's what we've heard. He's kind of fiery, huh?
Yeah, fiery, disciplinarian, but he's a guy that gains a lot of respect from his players, and the players love him. He loves his players, and as long as you do things the right way, work your butt off, he'll support you. And you look at some careers that he's turned around here to see maybe what he can do with some of the guys on the defense and offensive side of the ball. It'll be interesting.
What has been special about his defenses at Cincinnati?
I think the fact that he's able to adapt to anything. I mean, when you lose your two top defensive players and still finish third in the league, that says something, not only about the depth that that unit has, but also the way that they're able to adjust. And you look at Zimmer's defenses over the years. When he first got here, it was predicated on the defensive backs playing well, the Leon Halls and Jonathan Josephs when he was here. In the last 2-3 years, it's been about getting after the quarterback, and they've had one of the deepest defensive lines in the league and one of the top pass rushes.
Yeah, I saw one thing that you mentioned during a video piece that you had on the website, just about the way that he was able to manage personalities and fit everybody into these defenses. And I think that's something that maybe we overlook, that he was able to put these pieces together. And even when they didn't have some of their best playmakers, is it that scheme? Is it his personality? What does he do to manage personalities that maybe other coaches wouldn't be able to handle?
I think there's a lot of the one-on-one managing personalities, but I also think in a room, when he brings someone up and holds them accountable, he's also holding the entire room accountable as well. He'll, you know, tell a player what he did wrong, but it's also to stress to the rest of the unit that's what the player's responsibility is. And he'll do that to each guy in the room so that everybody knows everybody else's responsibilities, that when they aren't doing something well or like they should, everybody else can hold it up as an example. I mean, he did that often in the defensive room, but I think it made him also one of the smarter units in the league.
With Mike leaving to become the coach of the Vikings, I know they've already made some quick moves on the coaching staff at Cincinnati. What have they done today?
Paul Gunther, who's been the linebackers coach here, many thought that he'd have an opportunity to be the defensive coordinator and follow Zim to the Vikings. He'll be the defensive coordinator here. No word about a linebackers coach yet. There's, you know, still a possibility that something could happen, but Kind of following the theme of when Jay Gruden left, they had somebody in Hugh Jackson that they could move from within as an offensive coordinator, and it's all about keeping the same scheme, same concepts and stuff, and carrying it over and making it develop that way. I mean, the Bengals kind of showing that not only in terms of the roster, but in terms of assistance, it's one of the deeper coaching staffs in the league.
He's Joe Reedy from the Cincinnati Inquirer here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. How much of a hand did Coach Zimmer have in terms of scouting and developing some of the players on that defense?
Well, that's one of the things when you're an assistant coach or a coordinator here that you have to you have more of an input into the draft process than a lot of other teams. And I think that Mike was able to scout a whole lot of players. I know that in Texas and stuff, he would go to Texas Pro Days and a bunch of those and go to different ones where I would expect them to kind of do the same thing here as far as all of that. And, you know, there were some players who fell maybe from original projections that Bengals took a chance on because Zimmer saw what some of those guys had and was able to get the best out of them.
How, if at all, did he change after his wife unexpectedly passed away back in 2009? What kind of an effect did that have on him? And did you notice any adverse changes in him? Because I go back to the video that I saw on the website that you asked him a simple question about, you know, how you feel in Zimmer. It was something like that, and he gave you a pretty detailed response.
Yeah, and I think that's also because when you're a beat writer, you're around these guys basically every day, that you're almost, you know, an unofficial member of the team or the staff and everything. And I remember when Mike's wife passed away, for about three and a half weeks, we gave him a space, and we talked to other defensive assistants or stuff when we needed things. I mean, the one thing with the Bengals is whenever we need a coordinator or an assistant coach, you're able to get them. And that's not always the case with NFL teams where coordinators are only available one day a week or stuff. We're kind of spoiled here that whenever we need them, we can get them. But we gave Mike a space and kind of let him go about his job and everything. And I remember after they beat Baltimore for the second time that season in week 9, it's like, you know, if he wants to talk, let's get him. And we were talking about the game and everything, and basically it's one of those kind of things. It's like, you know, really, how you doing? And he just started talking about the past month and everything. Very revealing, very open. You know, it's a guy who cares about – it just, to me, shows how he cares about his players, how he cares about players' families and everything that – You rarely see from coaches. I don't think, and frankly, I don't think you see it enough. But it's really a family type thing. And he's had his son here as an assistant coach the past year. There's a possibility that Adam would follow him up to Minnesota. One of his daughters moved to Cincinnati here this offseason. We'll probably go to Minnesota with him. I think the fact that he had his son and one of his daughters up here this past season, and I've talked to him about it a couple times, and maybe gave him a little more peace of mind and sense of peace than anything.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing that Vikings fans will get to know about Mike Zimmer, something we don't know about him right now, something either on the field or off the field about Mike Zimmer?
Son of a coach, went to Southern Illinois. His dad was a well-known wrestling coach, and played football at Southern Illinois. Really, the other thing, too, is at Dallas, he was a secondary coach, came into the league, helped with Deion Sanders' development. And
not bad.
Yeah, I mean, Deion, I think, tweeted today that Mike was one of the best position coaches that he's had. And I think the one thing, too, that helped Mike in this interview is that he got it, and he's gotten it for a while, a very glowing recommendation from Bill Parcells, and with the Will family being longtime Giants fans, that I think is that helped out a great deal. And really, when I talked to Bill at the Hall of Fame last year, he mentioned Mike Zimmer in the same breath as a Bill Belichick, how these guys get it and are great football minds.
Wow. You know, I had your Bengals going to the AFC Championship. I was really disappointed in their game.
So did I.
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen to your quarterback.
Hopefully makes progress and develops. I think with Hugh Jackson being the offensive coordinator now, it will help out a great deal in his development. And I mean, hey, both of my Super Bowl picks, the Broncos and the Niners, are still alive. But disappointed in the way it ended here. Let me put it that way.
Joe, nice talking with you again. We wish you the best. Folks can go see his video. In fact, Tubbs has it on Twitter. Go to him, and you can find him as well. And great stuff today, Joe, and we wish you all the best, and we'll certainly talk again down the road.
No problem. Take care.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Reedy, Cincinnati Inquirer, joining us.